It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Today is Saturday, the 17th of December, the 352nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, which means there are only 13 days left till we jump on over to 2017. Send your New Year's resolutions into the Sound Kitchen by this Monday, the 19th, and I'll cook up a tasty dish with your ingredients to celebrate the New Year, which you'll be served in grand style on the New Year's Eve show. There'll even be a special guest cook to help out. And if your resolution gets pulled out of the hat, you'll find an RFI USB key or an RFI wireless computer mouse in your mailbox from the Sound Kitchen. So put on your thinking caps, examine your consciousnesses, and get out your pencils. And get your resolutions to me by Monday, the 19th of December.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Thanks, Laura Angela. That's also the address to use to join the RFI Listeners Club. When you're a member of the RFI Listeners Club, you receive a premium prize when you win the Sound Kitchen quiz. So what are you waiting for? Three gentlemen from Ghana didn't wait. A hearty welcome to new RFI Listeners Club members John Taylor from Kumasi, Professor Daniel Kwaku Mensah from Accra, and Dr. Bashir Idin Kore, also from Accra. You can also start an official RFI Listeners Club in your community or transform your existing radio club into an RFI Listeners Club. When you have an official RFI club, anytime you plan special events, be they humanitarian, cultural, or sports-oriented, if you want to host an environmental program or a day dedicated to health issues, RFI will help you with ideas and free promotional items for your members. If you're interested in either changing your radio club into an RFI club, or if you'd like to create a brand new RFI club, just write me and let me know. I'll send you all the information you need to get started. In case you didn't have time to write it down, here's Laura Angela with the address again.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Today is National Day for Bhutan. Bhutan is a landlocked sovereign state in the eastern Himalayas in South Asia. It borders China to the north and India to the south, east, and west. The Bhutanese speak Dzongkha, and in Dzongkha, Bhutan means the land of dragons. The king of Bhutan is called the Dragon King, and the Bhutanese people call themselves the Dragon People. I rather like that, don't you? So today in Bhutan, the Dragon People are celebrating the establishment of their Buddhist monarchy. On the 17th of December in 1907, Tongsa Penlop Ugwen Wangchuk was elected unanimously by the representatives of the people, the officials, and the clergy, and was enthroned as the first hereditary king of Bhutan. Number 5, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, is now on the throne, and I can tell you, he's handsome. Happy National Day to the Dragon People. Today is Pope Francis's birthday, the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Happy birthday, Holy Father. And earlier this week, on the 12th, a very important birthday for Kenya. The Kenyans celebrated their independence from Britain, which came in 1963. The 12th of December in Kenya is called Jamhuri Day, which means Republic in Swahili. Happy Jamhuri Day, Kenya. There was a nice note in the Sound Kitchen mailbag from Brother Nomula Srinivas Rao from Hyderabad, India. Srinivas's sister, Nomula Hemalata, was featured in the newspaper The Hindu recently. Nomula Hemalata is a doctor who decided not to go the route of easy money, but instead to dedicate her life to serving the rural poor. She opened a clinic in the rural village of Vavilala in 1973, where she often treats patients for free or for a very low fee. Not only is she respected and loved in the community for her medical care, she's done a great deal towards opening the minds of the villagers towards the importance of educating girls. Srinu is rightly proud of her and even wrote an essay about her as his community hero, which you heard right here on the Sound Kitchen. Hello, Srinu, and please send my respectful greetings to your great-souled sister. And listeners, where are your essays about your community hero, your ordinary hero, that ordinary person in your neighborhood who does extraordinary things? There's a great Sound Kitchen present for essay writers, if that tempts you.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Okay, my friends, time for the main course. The quiz. On the 12th of November, there had been two debates between the seven candidates hoping to win the nomination of France's center-right party Les Républicains, formerly the UMP. I asked you to send me the names of those seven hopefuls. The answer is Nathalie Kosciusko-Morizet, François Fillon, Alain Juppé, Jean-Frédéric Poisson, Jean-François Copé, Bruno Le Maire, and Nicolas Sarkozy. I think you all know who eventually won the nomination, but as that is another quiz question, I won't talk about it yet. The winners are Brand New Papa and RFI Listeners Club member Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State, Nigeria. There's Kashif Khalil from Faisalabad, Pakistan, also an RFI Listeners Club member. And yet another RFI Listeners Club member, Abdul Manan from Sirajganj, Bangladesh. Hailing from Kampala, Uganda, Isaac Sagala is a winner this week. And last but not least, AKM Nuruzaman from the RFI Amur fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. Mr. Nuruzaman included a really lovely drawing with his quiz entry, along with his winter greetings. Thank you, AKM Nuruzaman. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz requires you to think and not just know how to get on the web. I want to know your five favorite words in English. Mm-hmm, you heard me right. Send me your five favorite words in English. They don't have to have deep philosophical meaning. My favorite word in French is trottoir, which means sidewalk. I just like the way it sounds. My French husband Xavier says his favorite word in English is shepherd. Like me, he just thinks it sounds beautiful. So, send me your five favorite words in English. I'll put all the answers in a hat and draw them out. You have until the 16th of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 21st of January to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Thomas Play for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. Enjoy this piece of music requested by Mustafa Adebizi, my colleague in the Hausa service in Lagos, Nigeria. It's called Ariwo Ko, which means in Yoruba, the empty barrel makes the most noise. The singer-songwriter is a big star in Nigeria, Adekunle Gold. Thanks for the tip, Mustafa. Get up and dance, my friends. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Music, yo. Empty barrel, oh. Papa get money, you dey do anyhow. Stepping on the floor, you forget tomorrow. Oluwa lo fun e o, iwo na ko.
Iwo na na, iwo na na ko.
Aje pa ko ni wa pele omo lowo. Ko wa so le aye o da wa mai lo. Baba ma lo nse o, iwo na ko.
Iwo na na, iwo na na ko.
No be only you, go make am. Enu da ke ore o ka lo epo. No be only you, go sharp life. Gbọran re o ma pariwo enu o se ariwo ko ni music o empty bare lo ma pariwo ariwo ko ni music o
o ba ka
enu o se o nwo ariwo ko ni music o empty bare lo ma pariwo ariwo ko ni music o